Hello and welcome to the Success Showcase. I'm your host, Eric Lopkin from the Modern Observer Group. And with me as always is Chip Januszewski from the Happiness and Success GPS. Chip, how are you doing this week?
Doing great. How about you, Eric?
I'm doing fantastic. Let's just jump right into this because today we're going to be talking about trends. What trends are going on in business, how you need to pay attention to them, and when they can be crucial for your operations. And there's a lot of things going on, both in a lot of which is enhanced by technology. New technologies create new opportunities. They also knock out old opportunities. And the way people work is changing. Right now, we're in the middle of a large-scale change where economists are predicting that by the year 2040, the largest companies on the planet will only employ as full-time employees less than 1,000 people each, and everybody else will be contractors and consultants going from company to company on a project-by-project basis. Now, that completely turns on its head the traditional means of working. I mean, we've known for a long time that the world no longer exists where you get out of school, you go to work for a company, you stay at that company until you retire. That's already gone by the wayside. But now people are going to be jumping from company to company, doing one job for multiple employers, basically on a freelance basis, but they are each going to be their own employer. They're going to be their own company. And we've already seen things like this starting with the gig economy.
Yeah, it's a natural progression, obviously, these days because of tax laws and carrying costs and overhead and that kind of thing, because a lot of companies, especially the ones that haven't kept up with modern technology and the trends, are downsizing big time. And if they have to have services fulfilled, they have to do that kind of thing. And on the other hand, you got taxes all over the U.S. and all over the world really just going up on corporations. So what they need to do is keep lean and mean, and profitability is a huge thing on them too. So it's really going to be a shift, not only in the way corporations operate, but as far as the training that you need to do, and also your own marketing of yourselves to go out and find these opportunities and get them yourselves, because there's so many different ways to do that right now also.
Certainly. And again, as each of us has to take responsibility for our own jobs, we'll each become a business where we'll have to market ourselves and manage our finances, manage invoices. And all of these things are things that we need to pay attention to. Your health insurance, your retirement benefits, they're all going to start falling on the individual as these companies downsize. Now, a lot of people look at that as you know, horrible news. Oh my God, we're going to have to be responsible for our own benefits and all of this we're going to have to do ourselves. We're used to having companies do that for us. There are also upsides, because as this happens, you're no longer chained to a desk 40 hours a week or 60 or 80 hours a week. You get to choose your own hours, choose where you work. So there are trade-offs. You're getting a lot, you have a lot more responsibility, but you also have a lot more freedom. And that's really where things are going.
Yeah, it's going to provide really, really great entrepreneurial opportunities. And, you know, for the people who really do this well, they're going to do very well too, financially, personally, and everything else. Whereas the other people, you know, they'll find places to work and so on and so forth. But it's going to be very, very interesting to watch. And you're going to have to do a lot of collaborating, and the services that you're providing for other people, I'm sure there's going to be people out there who are providing services for entrepreneurs so that they don't have to worry about stuff such as accounting and health benefits and so on and so forth. That's going to spawn new ways of doing things that way too, as far as providing services for home businesses as opposed to corporations.
Right. And we've already started seeing a lot of this with the gig economy. So where people used to have to hire copywriters, you know, on a full-time basis, now there are websites like Fiverr where you can go on, hire a copywriter, hire a graphic designer, whoever you need for one project. You give them the you can look through their profiles, you give them the details of the project, they come back to you with the cost. And it's all done one-on-one through these collaborative websites. By the same token, people are finding jobs that they never thought existed. People are making a lot of money driving for Uber and Lyft. They never thought they would be a taxi driver, but that's essentially what they're doing. But the new technologies have made it so much easier for them to do it. By the same token, Airbnb allows people to rent out a room or their home for vacations. It's opened up new possibilities for them that they never really thought about before.
Yeah, technology has really, really changed, and it's going to be changing with lightning speed moving ahead. So things that you normally had people help you out with, such as travel agents and so on and so forth, all this stuff is available online. It's not that they're going to disappear totally, because there's still some really, really good ones out there, but there's so many different resources that are available online for you to do really anything you want.
All right. And that trend is actually moving offline as well, where I know McDonald's, Wendy's, Panera Bread, a couple of other fast food chains have already announced that they're adding tablets to their stores so that when you walk in, you go up to a kiosk, you put in your order, you customize it the way you want, you pay through the tablet, and somebody brings you your order. So you're going to be seeing a lot fewer of what used to be considered entry-level jobs, because these are being replaced by automation.
Yeah, and again, what that's going to do for places like that, it makes it easier for you walking in the door, but it's also going to lower the overhead for those establishments and thus drive up their profitability by doing that.
Right. And it also creates an entirely new category of work. Because as more and more of these kiosks are in place, as more and more of the automation is in place, you need people to program them. You need people to maintain them, to fix them. So you're having a whole new area that used to be considered, you know, difficult to get into, programming in IT. I've actually seen articles talking about how programming and code work is the new blue-collar job.
Yeah, it makes a whole lot of sense, mm-hmm. too. So it's driving the world, technology. So if you are good at programming and that kind of thing, there's huge, huge opportunities there. And there's going to be more and more, as you say.
And we've already seen so many places not keep up with technological trends and fall by the wayside. Before we went on the air, Chip, you were mentioning Blockbuster Video.
Yep, Blockbuster Video. You have record stores and so on and so forth being replaced by iTunes. I mean, there's all kinds of technology. Obviously, bookstores. People just didn't keep up with the technology. I mean, we're in Connecticut, and we just had a major layoff here by ESPN because sports on cable TV is being replaced by sports on all your other portable media. And so your subscriptions are down and so on and so forth. And it's, you know, these companies that once were so cutting edge if they get behind the eight ball a little bit or just get behind the times and don't keep up with that, they're getting hammered because of that. So it's so important to keep on top of that and really come up with these ideas where you can be the innovator in your field too.
All right. And some of these trends actually go in cycles. Like you had just mentioned, you know, bookstores and record stores falling by the wayside as iTunes and Amazon took over. But now Amazon is opening brick and mortar stores. And vinyl has made a huge resurgence in the music industry. So people are now buying records again.
What are those? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I still have a whole bunch of them, but they're probably kind of warped right now. So, but yeah, it, yeah, a lot of that is coming back for nostalgic purposes, but also it's just, and it's neat to see that. So it's not going to be totally virtual, but so there's always going to be room for that.
Right. And even in those areas, things are changing, you know, and there's different trends. I said vinyl records have made a huge comeback. But if you look at the vinyl records that are coming out now, they're not the same as the vinyl records that we grew up with. These are thicker, more, you know, they're sturdier. They can stand up to a lot more. They have an even richer sound than old records did because they're using higher quality vinyl. So even that the product has changed because they realized what people wanted in a record. They were giving up portability. They wanted quality. They wanted high quality sound, a high quality product. So that evolved to fit that need. Amazon is opening brick and mortar stores, but some of these stores are very different. They're looking at a grocery model where there are no cashiers. As you take an item off of the shelf, you scan it with your phone. When you finish scanning, you pay with your phone and walk out. So that's evolving. And book distributors have actually come up with on-demand print machines that independent bookstores can keep in a back room. So if somebody comes in and said, "Yeah, I'm looking for, you know, XYZ book." Oh, well, let me take a look. Oh, we have it on demand. Give us 10 minutes, we'll print you a copy of it. Yeah. And these new machines have full printing capabilities, book binding capabilities, so they look just like every other book on the shelf. But instead of having to keep multiple copies of millions of books, they keep them all digitally and print them as needed.
Yeah, and again, that's going to drive down the cost of operations and inventory and that kind of thing. So you're going to see everything streamlined as a result of that.
Exactly. And it's important to pay attention to what trends are going on, not just in the general economy, but in your business especially, because you do have to be ready to pivot and deal with these changes. You mentioned ESPN just had announced major layoffs because their subscriber numbers are down. Well, their subscriber numbers are down because of the trend called cord cutting. Many people, myself included, have gotten rid of their traditional cable packages in exchange for video packages that we stream over the internet. I mean,
just scratching the surface too. That's the way things are trending.
All right. And it's, you know, with cord cutting, there's now actually an entire generation of people who have never owned a cable television package. They went right from their parents' house to these streaming packages like Netflix, Hulu, Sling. And a big reason for the cord cutting is cost. When I got rid of my television provider and switched to these, I have just as much programming as I did on the cable provider. I have fewer channels because I've gotten rid of all of the channels that I would never watch. And I cut my bill by more than half. So that's a big thing. I'm getting more of what I want and paying less for it. And that's always a key driver of trends, is what does the audience want? What is the consumer looking for? You always have to be listening to that.
Absolutely. And there's more things to do besides watching television these days that the younger generation is into that kind of thing. I think they're probably doing less of that and spending more time doing games and other things online than
Yes. We
did growing up, for sure. So,
oh, yes. My kids spend much more time playing video games and streaming on and doing things online than they ever spend watching TV.
Yeah, and those are spawning other new trends also. We talked a little bit about programming and so on, but people who are creative in inventing things that people are going to be doing with their iPhones and everything else are going to do very, very well also. So there's a lot of new things coming out that way, but the more outside the box you are, as long as you get the word out and people are interested in it, you have fantastic opportunities in those fields.
Absolutely. When you pay attention to the trends that are going on, you can capitalize on them. If you don't keep up with those trends, you end up going the way of Blockbuster. And, you know, sometimes having a quality product or service isn't enough. I'm sure that the last buggy whip manufacturer put out a fantastic product, because they were the last ones to go. They were able to keep their market as long as possible. But ultimately, they had to go out of business because horse and buggies were replaced with automobiles.
Yeah, there was a quote, what was it, Henry Ford, about a faster horse, so he invented a car?
Right, it was, what he said was, if I had asked my customers what they wanted, they would have told me a faster horse.
And so he created the automobile.
Yes.
Really neat. Yep. I mean, I use that quote in my talks all the time when you're talking about innovation. So value added product, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. And
so if you can figure out better ways to do things that are being done today using different ways to do that, there's still a whole lot of opportunity there also.
And there are companies who have survived doing all of these, following all of these trends and jumping from item to item. Nintendo is a fantastic example. When you say Nintendo, everybody thinks video games. That's, you know, that's what they're known for. Yeah. But that's what they're known for now. The Nintendo company is over 100 years old. When they started, video games weren't even thought of. But over the years, they've moved from trend to trend. At one time, they were a playing card manufacturer. I think they grew rice at one point in their history. They moved from completely unrelated businesses to end up in video games. And I have no doubt that if game consoles ever become completely obsolete, they will move on to something else. You need to be able to pivot like that. You need to be flexible, because we've actually hit several times, and this happens more often now, where an entire product category vanishes. You know, it used to happen once every 100 years, once every couple hundred years. Now it happens every couple of years because technology moves so quickly. So we really need to be paying attention to what's going on. And something that actually hinders our ability to pay attention to trends and follow trends is getting caught in an echo chamber. And this happens a lot on social media. It happens with traditional media. But it's about where you're getting your information. People have a tendency to talk to people with the same point of view. They listen to news from news outlets and media outlets that reinforce that point of view. It is incredibly important to break out of these echo chambers and look for that new item, that new trend.
Yeah, it's important to do that, not only for advancement that way, but also for your person. Because if you get stuck doing the same thing every single day and getting down in a rut because of that, that's not good either. So if you're just doing the same thing on a day-to-day basis, floating in the world, you don't have any chance of advancing, not only professionally, but personally also. So it is really important to explore all the different options that are out there and get input from different sources, whether you agree with them or not. That's the only way you can stay on top of things.
Right. It's important to look forward, but it's also important to look back. A lot of changing trends right now are being driven by the emergence of millennials and how millennials work. And, you know, they have different beliefs, different processes than the generation before them. So you need to pay attention to what they're doing. However, you also have to look back, because if you listen carefully to a lot of the trends that millennials talk about, how they want to see things change, what they want to do with their lives, they're almost identical to the movements in the 60s. So by looking back and seeing what happened, you can get a decent predictor of what's going to happen. Now, it's not going to be identical. Things always change. But the general trends will follow the same general patterns as they repeat themselves. So if you can look at what happened the last time the trend hit, you've got a good idea of what's going to happen the next time the trend hits.
Yeah, and it's really keeping up with what you're delivering and the method of delivering things. And those are the things that change. I mean, their basic needs are basic needs. However, the way that they're provided to people change, and also things that keep people entertained. And that's huge, what's, you know, been going on with technology and so on and so forth. It's a totally different type of entertainment as opposed to just reading and vacations and things like that. People are stuck up in these kind of things. However, vacations and things like that are really, really important. And there's different ways of delivering those also. So all kinds of things are available out there. But you're right, everything kind of recycles. It's just in different ways of delivery.
All right. I mean, in the 60s, independent newspapers were huge. Well, this has been replaced by YouTube. Concerts are still big, but everybody was into vinyl. Well, vinyl's coming back, but it's still digital downloads. The methods change. The media changes. But what's at the core is actually something we've seen before. So if you can take that knowledge of what we've seen before and merge it with today's technologies and what makes the new generation different, you've got a really good opportunity to take advantage of those trends and ride them. And you never know when you follow a trend, when you ride a trend. You don't want to follow a trend. I should have not used that word. Because when you're following it, you're behind the curve. Following a trend is too late. You need to be at the edge of it and to see where it can go. Because if you jump on a bandwagon to follow a trend, generally that's too late. The opportunity has passed. You need to be able to do that at the beginning to see what's coming.
Yeah, you need to be creating, if you can, what the new way of doing the trend is going to be. Create the trend.
Exactly. Last week we talked about the book Poke the Box, and Seth Godin in that book talks a lot about drawing your own map. And that's really what you need to be doing. You need to get where that trend is leading and be there when it arrives. Now, getting there too early is just as bad as getting there too late. Timing is crucial. While it's great to be ahead of the curve, you don't want to be too far ahead, because then you're delivering what people want before they want it and they're not going to buy it. You need to be offering what they want when they want it. It's a lot like being a catcher at a baseball game. You have to be where the ball is going to be, but you need to be there when that ball hits the glove. If you're where the ball is going to be and you move, wild pitch, take your base. So it's all about timing.
Yeah, it's also about marketing and delivering, so on and so forth, because we've had examples of products, just as you said, from a timing standpoint. I think TiVo is one of them, and it's all got replaced by DVRs and so on and so forth, and yet the technology was much better, but the way that they delivered it to the people, they just didn't spark an interest because of the way they talked about it. So it's really, really marketing, and is still going to be all about arousing a need or a want in the people out there. So it's really, really important to keep that in mind when you're coming up with these ideas, because if you can't deliver them properly, no matter how good they are, people aren't going to catch on.
All right. Back in the 90s, I used to have a service called Pointcast. Now, I loved this service. Basically, what it was is on my computer screen, it delivered news headlines in a banner across my screen. It gave me all sorts of information. I could get sports scores. I could get news headlines. I could get stock prices. Everything streaming to me live. The problem was that in the late 90s, nobody had broadband. So you were connecting to this on a dial-up modem, and the technology was too slow for what they were trying to provide. Now, we've got apps that do all of this on our phone. Pointcast has long since bit the dust because they were too far ahead of the curve. They saw a need, but the technology wasn't ready for them. And by the same token, you need to be able to adjust. Netflix, remember, started out delivering DVDs. Because at that point, you couldn't deliver the video reliably online. People didn't have fast enough connections. As the technology came forward, Netflix moved their service online. Now, you can still get DVDs, but very few people do through Netflix. In fact, I had gotten an email from them about the DVD service. I had completely forgotten that they offered that service.
I had forgotten about it until you brought it up again.
So you need to fill a need, but you also need to do it when the need exists and when the capability exists for you to do so. And even as you do that, you have to be able to pivot. Well, we're just about running out of time. So, Chip, what do you think is the big takeaway you want our listeners to have this week?
I think using last week's term, you got to poke the box. You got to keep on top of things, and you got to respond accordingly.
Absolutely. That's very important. My takeaway for this week is that you need to be aware of what's going on. You can't take advantage of a trend if you don't know what's going on. Keep up with your industry. Keep up with business in general. read, keep learning about what's going on, and stay up to date. You've been listening to the Success Showcase. You can catch us here every week at blogtalkradio.com/successshowcase. We're also available on the iTunes Store and the podcast Apple Podcasts app. Remember, make this week your best week ever and make next week even better. See you then.